Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
The things you're about to hear are the powerful inner thoughts going on inside the mind of a champion. And this is the inner symphony of greatness, the epic soundtrack of success. I was born a champion. I was raised a champion. I got champion in my bloodline. I've always been a champion. I will always be a champion. And when I close my eyes and die, I will be a champion. On my headstone, they will write champion. Every time they mention my name, they will say champion. My legacy is champion. My obituary will read champion. Every time they mention my name, they will say champion. Because I am a champion. Every day that I get up, I say good morning, champion. When I look in the mirror, I see a champion. When I go to the gym, I work out like a champion. When I eat like a champion. And the stuff I read makes me an even better champion. The stuff I put in my mind is champion. Cause all day I am a champion. From sunrise to sundown. From the moment I open my eyes to the moment I close them, I am a champion. I pray, I think, I speak, I walk like a champion. No loss, no setback, no mistake will ever change that. I'm a conqueror. Born to succeed, anointed to prosper, blessed and unstoppable, and I will arise out of the ashes because my God will not fail me because I am, always have been, and always will be a champion. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things because with God, all things are possible, and I am a champion doing the impossible. Failure is not an option. I refuse to concede because I'm a champion when I bleed. My blood is champion. And anything that stands in my way, I will go through it, over it, or around it because I am a champion. Nothing can stop me. Blessed and unstoppable. I am the undefeated, undisputed, never beaten champion of the world. The world says I'm a loser. I get up every day and go to war with that statement. They think I'm lazy. I'm hungrier than ever. Beast mode, I'm eating all competition. The devil says I've got no money. Money comes to me easily, frequently, and abundantly in God's perfect way. The world says I'm crazy. The world belongs to the bold. They remind me of the losses I've taken. They say I'll never recover. I serve the God of restoration. I will make a comeback. They say you can't pay your bills with dreams. Success will come off the assembly line of my mind. They say I only have average talent. Hard work and discipline are the great equalizer. Why don't you get a 9-to-5, a normal job that pays every week? Because I'm the head and not the tail. Above, not below. I was strategically designed for greatness. It looks like your God has forgotten you. My God will never leave me nor forsake me. You really believe all that stuff you're saying? Destiny is obligated by universal law to concede to the demands of unwavering faith, and I believe I'm a champion, committed, hungry, dedicated, fearless, bold, never wavering, full of faith, anointed, prosperous, strong, righteous, focused, discipline, willing to do whatever it takes to be a champion. I will arise one day and make a fool out of all those who doubted me. I will live with no fear. I will boldly attack the things that scare me. They will not stop me or my destiny. No health issues, no job issues, no financial issues, no relationship issues. Nothing shall stand in the way of my divine calling because I am a champion. I was born a champion, raised a champion, have always been a champion, will always be a champion. My legacy is champion. When it's all said and done on my headstone, they will write champion. In the valley of darkness, light doesn't exist.
The people that overcome this darkness don't do it by finding the light. They do it by becoming it. Now the lesson here is to grind until you shine. You don't need to see with your eyes to achieve greatness. You only need to hear and follow her voice. And that voice is crying out from the weight room, the track, the practice court, the field. And it is waiting on you. So to be successful, you must master the art of blindness. What I mean by that is you have to learn how to keep going, keep pushing, keep grinding, even when you don't see any results. Just because you don't see any immediate gains doesn't mean you ain't making progress. So you gotta learn how to go beyond the limits of your feelings, going beyond what your eyes don't see, and go all in to pursue what could be. Stop scoreboard watching and trust in the process, the principles, and the habits that actually put points on that scoreboard. It's not you versus them. It's you versus you. You see, once you master yourself, what other people say, think, or do becomes irrelevant. The clearer you can see your dream in your mind, the less you can be held hostage by other people. The moment you no longer need the validation of others to keep going is the moment you become unstoppable. Champions have one movie playing over and over and over in their mind. And that movie is titled Greatness. Losers lose in practice long before they ever lose the game. Every morning when you wake up, strap up and prepare your mind for war. You gotta hit the block with the mindset that says, by any righteous means necessary, I will achieve what I set out to accomplish. When you get to the point where your demeanor, your work ethic, your grind doesn't change, when people don't support you, your breakthrough has begun. Ignore the outside chatter and stay focused on the principles that govern success. The first step to going to the next level is going to the next level in your mind. Because where your mind goes, your body will eventually follow. To go to the pros, to go to the league, to go to that next level, you gotta qualify on the inside first. You must become blind to the things you don't see. The innovators, the entrepreneurs, the champions, the real influencers of this world see because they know where to look. First, you look up and acknowledge the God who made you. Then you look inward and find the power he put inside of you. Surrender to the inner standard that produces legends, and that inner standard will make you one. Feed your faith and your fears will starve. God put this in my spirit to tell you, go beyond what you can currently see. You are much closer than you think. Just keep pushing, keep grinding. All things are possible to him that believeth. To be successful, you must master the art of blindness. You must learn how to keep going, keep pushing, and keep grinding, even when you don't see any results. Blessed and unstoppable. Success starts with putting the right things into your mind. And my new book, Blessed and Unstoppable, was strategically designed to align your mind with the laws of success. This curriculum will teach you the inner mechanics required to go from average to phenomenal, from living a life with limits to being blessed and unstoppable. As you follow this guide step by step, amazing breakthroughs will happen. New doors of opportunity will open, and favor will begin to chase you down. Blessed and Unstoppable is a 31-day devotional on the laws of success. This book will instigate the thought process and actions required to transform your life. Each day has a Bible verse, a teaching on that day's principle, a positive affirmation, a prayer for the day, self-assessment questions, success quotes, action steps, and a powerful inspirational message. Regardless of what field you're in, Blessed and Unstoppable is your blueprint for success. Get your copy at blessedandunstoppable.com. Also available on Amazon.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.